Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. This is CJ Liu, and you are listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And in our previous segment, we were talking to Tyler Young, who is a dating coach and owner of the website Attractology. And we're talking about going out there and meeting someone and how you get over the anxiety of meeting someone. And I think just to reiterate some of the things that he mentioned, I thought were quite interesting. One is that part of what you need to do is get rid of the social anxiety that you have. And that I think one of the things that he mentioned that I think is completely true is that the biggest thing is that you have a story in your head. And the story in your head says, they don't want to meet me. I'm not good enough. They're not going to say hi back to me. I'm weird. And you're going to take it personally. And the key is to not take those things personally. Who knows what is happening? Why don't they say hi? I actually spent one day, I was walking down the street, and they were saying that the shortest point between two people was a smile. So I went around smiling at everyone, and it was quite fun because I was surprised how many people just didn't smile back and how many people did. Brendan, are you there on the line now?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
Okay, hi. So
hi.
Today we have Brenda Palms Barber, who is the CEO of Sweet Beginnings, and she is going to share her incredible story of her company and how she came to be making Beeline Honey and skin care products. And one of the things I love about your company is that it's really, truly is a triple bottom line business, and that you help ex-offenders get jobs and training. You're helping the planet by saving bees, and I'm assuming you're profitable, but I just think it's incredible.
We're working on that.
So I just want to start, how did you, it's so many of us out there have these great ideas on how we're going to do this or that, and I mean, how did you put this all together and craft it in such a beautiful way that all three of these objectives could be made?
You know, I really wish it was so beautifully planned.
I looked that way on the outside.
And it so wasn't. I'll tell you that originally what launched this whole idea was the need to create jobs in a community that's located on the west side of Chicago, where the unemployment rate, hovers around 27% to 30%. And that it is also a community that has been deeply impacted by mass incarceration. And when I first got to this community of North Lawndale from Denver, Colorado, I was sort of curious, well, why is the unemployment rate so high in this community? And it wasn't until we conducted a study and met with just a number of people, organizations, leaders, politics, police, etc., and learned that the impact of incarceration was actually about 57% of the adults in this community had, some criminal background or some involvement with the criminal justice system. So they were either in prison or they were on parole or probation, and that, in fact, it wasn't that people didn't want to work, but that they could not get work because of the social stigma. So I set out to create this great job training program called U-Turn Permitted that would equip former offenders, people with backgrounds, to be more competitive in the labor market and help get them some traditional skills that they needed to be successful in securing employment. But guess what? Nobody after that training even wanted to hire them.
Why?
Well, because of this, the discomfort and the ill ease that most of us feel when you think about someone who has a criminal background. I mean, it's just not something most of us are comfortable with. And What's kind of really rare is that people aren't that comfortable with bees either, but we can kind of circle back to that. There's some really amazing analogies here. But basically, it was because I couldn't get folks jobs because of the fear that people had of hiring men and women with backgrounds. And so with great disappointment and frustration, I said to myself, you know what, we have to be their first employer because we've got to prove to society that folks who have turned their lives around, who have served their time for their crime, really deserve an opportunity to secure work and take care of their children and reintegrate back into their communities. So I looked at a bunch of crazy ideas, and some of the ideas, as I like to say, were really, really, really bad. I mean, they were so not great or innovative and, you know, and certainly not profitable either. And that was something that was going to be very important because I thought if this many people in this community have been, you know, incarcerated, the issue is not going to go away right away. And we're going to have an organization that has a long life and that is sustainable. So anyway, I'm desperate for great ideas to launch a business, and there's a friend of mine who's also a board member, and she's definitely a green kind of gal, and she said to me, well, have you ever thought about beekeeping? And at this point, honestly, I'm like so desperate, I'm like, well, what does it take to be a beekeeper? I have no idea. And that's when I learned that beekeeping is it's a hobby or a profession that's passed on through storytelling. And I thought, interesting. So no matter what an individual's academic attainment was or lack of work experience, they could connect to this learning style of storytelling. So that kind of created an interest for me, and then I went on to learn more.
Wait, go back. So what's the kind of storytelling that happens? It's like,
you know what happens is that you talk about the bees, and you talk about the, there's not a manual per se, although there are manuals, right, in beekeeping. It's really about getting out there in nature and working with the hives and doing a bee installation, working, understanding the queen and how she communicates to the colony, understanding the different phases that bees go through in a lifetime. And they only live for 45 days. And so within that time frame, they start off as brood, as baby, you know, little eggs. Then they're, you know, they have different roles and functions that they play as they mature. And the last phase is really going out of the hive to collect nectar and pollen and bringing it back, which eventually, as you know, they transform into honey. Mm-hmm. And so it's just lovely that it didn't, you know, it's like learning through storytelling rather than sitting down and having a manual and having a big...
I see. Through direct experience versus sitting in a manual and like a bunch of PowerPoints and just droning on and on.
Oh, droning. That. It's funny that you mentioned that. There are drones in the hive.
I know.
That was good.
A different way. So then your friend, green friend, said, like, hey, I have an idea. How about beekeeping? And at this point, after trying a bunch of different things, you're like, all right. I mean, what happened? How did you get to the beekeeping part?
Well, you know, the beekeeping part was really, really interesting. And we were able to get, you know, the Illinois Department of Corrections to buy into this idea. And we did a business plan, and we found ourselves buying bees and hives and setting up an apiary, which is a bee farm, tell me quiet, on vacant lots in North Lawndale.
Right, in the where the airplanes go flying by. So it's like places where people don't really even want to be, but you guys are like, yeah, that's cool. Bees are fine here. Is that right?
That's right. So we took this unused vacant land and then began to make it actually really productive. And that was really cool. But then we also quickly realized that the profit margins on honey weren't sustainable. It's like 13%. And so that clearly is not going to create a profitable or sustainable business. And so we went back to the drawing board and decided that we needed to do something that would expand those profit margins. And so we thought, instead of just trying to make money on honey, we need to think about how we can put honey in something to expand those margins. And so eventually we landed on skincare.
Well, there's lots of money there.
Yeah, especially, there is, especially clean, not laden with a lot of chemicals. And honey has long been a natural moisturizer. I mean, there's evidence of people, you know, back in the Egyptian days.
In Egyptian times, exactly.
Yes, taking baths with honey. And people use honey really just even for troubled skin. My grandmother told me once that,
we have to go break, but when we get back, tell me all about the virtues of your skincare products. So many thanks to Brenda Palms, barber, CEO of Sweet Beginnings. And next, we're going to talk about more about her business. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are talking about bees. And we have Brenda Palms-Bomber, CEO of Sweet Beginnings, sharing how her company not only protects the bee population and also empowers people by offering ex-offenders jobs and focuses on profits through her beautiful skincare line that is based on honey. Mm-hmm. So your marketing is fantastic. I know your products are in Whole Foods and a bunch of specialty lines because, in fact, they are so pure. Love that.
Well, they are. They're really clean, and that's really important to us, yeah, that we have a high-quality product that is being produced by Second Chance people. I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, and when, during the break, I love the analogies that you were drawing out between the bees and the ex-offenders. Can you share with the audience? I just thought that was fascinating, but can you share some of the things that we were talking about during the break about the analogies between the two populations?
Sure. Well, you know, CJ, it's such an unnatural, initially, kind of connection. You think of bees and ex-offenders, and what in the world do they have in common? But, you know, as we were talking, it's really interesting to me as I've gotten to learn more about the bee that, you know, every bee has a role to play in the colony. And every bee is valued for, you know, their contribution to the overall function and operation of a hive and all that happens within that hive. And the interesting thing that I've discovered about bees, well, specifically honeybees, is that when they go out, you know, they will travel 2 to 3 miles to collect nectar and pollen and bring it back to the hive. And because of our location in North Lawndale, in this community that has been, you know, challenged with poverty for years, people will say to me, well, where do the bees go to get, you know, honey? Well, to make them, you know, honey, where are the flowers? Mm-hmm. And I've learned that bees actually do not discriminate or discern between what we see as a weed or a flower, but rather they're interested in tapping into those flowers that have nectar and pollen. And so I thought, how interesting, you know, that in a way, that's a big part of what our program is attempting to do with men and women who've been incarcerated, you know, to not look at them as weeds or things that are not useful or throwaways to society, but in fact, it's about drawing the good out of those individuals and transforming that into something that is sweet and good and productive.
And the analogy of, you know, people are afraid of bees. They're like, oh, I'm afraid of bees. But in fact, actually, bees are an important integral part of our food production. You're saying a third of our food would not exist if not for bees. Is that what you said, Jeremy?
That's right. That is so correct. I mean, you know, we would not really survive well without actual bee and honeybee pollination. It is core to a healthy life. And so, you know, there has been concern about colony collapse disorder, which is also known as CCD, and this basically has been this mysterious disappearance of bees, not only in the United States, but really in Europe and in other countries as well. And so it's so important that we, I will do all that I can to encourage and inspire people to consider having a hive in their own backyard if they can. We have rooftop hives in Chicago. We actually have hives on the rooftop of City Hall, which is pretty cool. There are a number of restaurants that have their own hives that they're extracting. I know that the Marriott downtown Chicago has one, and the Peninsula is discussing one, and we actually have 4 apiaries in the most interesting places. So one is at our agency in our backyard, which is in North Lawndale, this community. We also have established the very first airport part apiary in the country. So we have an apiary out at O'Hare. We have one at Cook County Jail. And another one at Wilbur Wright College. So you can put a hive anywhere, or a number of hives. We actually have 100 hives in total.
Wow.
Throughout the city. And so we need to pollinate the idea of people embracing beehives. It's so little maintenance, and there is nothing better than raw natural unpasteurized honey.
I would never have thought that after this radio show, I'm actually contemplating getting a beehive, but I am.
They're really inexpensive. Right. They're very inexpensive. And I would caution not telling your neighbors you have one until you actually have your first honey harvest. And then you take them a jar of honey and you go, yeah, this came out of the backyard. But I've learned I don't tell people up front that I have bees. It's not a good thing.
Anyways, thank you so much for being here, and what a great business that you have. I appreciate all that you're doing, and I love the fact that you just never gave up. You know, you tried, and you're like, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to figure out a way figure out how to turn this community around, and that kind of, like, never give up spirit is so much of what we need, and so much gratitude that there are people like you who are out there, never giving up and always having hope. Love that.
Absolutely. We can never give up. And I want to thank you for just giving voice to this issue and giving voice to all of the topics and subjects that you do, that you kind of shed a light on subjects that folks don't necessarily always think about top of mind.
Well, thank
you. Thank you so much for your work.
First time I've ever been thanked. I love that. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to say, be well.
Be well, everyone. All right. Thank you so much for folks out there in WBLQ. Thank you so much for our listening audience. And join us next week when we talk to Raggedy Michaels about faith and courage. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For more of Fire It Up with CJ, it takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.